and we're considering policy issues that have both spurred this energy industry and concerns about how these policy issues may or may not be artificially impacting our supplies and our agricultural prices, and in turn, our food prices. Well, in the short run, the policy economist is up here to remind everybody that policy always trumps economics. All the economic studies in the world will still be rebuffed by the latest policy argument of the day. But if today's policy argument is about food versus fuel and about the role of energy policies that are driving an artificial equilibrium in energy and agricultural commodity markets, don't forget that just 2 years ago, literally just 2 years ago, the policy argument of the day was about how agricultural policies drove food prices too cheap, and too cheap of food meant too much consumption, which meant too much obesity, which meant a health crisis in the U.S. So 2 years ago, agricultural policies were the villain because food was too cheap. Today, agricultural policies are a villain because food is too expensive.